That's right. It is 9 o'clock on a Tuesday, so it's Start Pinch Cut time, brought to you by Jay's South Lanto Service. Get in the know, Jay's South Lanto. Let's do a Would You Rather to start with Start Pinch Cut. If you could participate in one of these three events, which one would it be? Home Run Derby, Dunk Competition, or the Old School Quarterback Skills Competition, where you threw the football at the moving targets that you had to hit the tip of the ball that looked like it had been in Michael Irvin's apartment.
Yeah.
And you had to hit the targets.
Did you see the guy that the Mets drafted that snorted the line?
Oh, yeah. That viral video is College World Series last year.
Last year he played for Michigan. Yeah. He snorted the line when he slid into third. Thought he played in the 80s.
I got to look that up.
Yeah.
They said he got a call from Doc Gooden.
Daryl Strawberry weighed in. Oh, yeah, all those guys. Man. Keith Hernandez. Everybody was calling.
Stay away from Fifth and Manhattan.
Trust me.
Stay away from
the parade.
From the line.
What a documentary that was, the 86 Mets.
Oh, God. I was talking to somebody about that yesterday at the J, and we were having a conversation because we talked about like the greatest outfields ever, which we can get into at any point in time. But they're like, you realize like Gary Carter was the only one on the team that wasn't involved in like doing drugs and stuff. I'm like,
and he's the only one in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I think.
And he's like the only one that's dead.
Yeah.
Irony. I'm going to go with the Home Run Derby, I think.
Just a hit crank?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't want to get up there, tongue out?
I do. It's hard. It's hard. But if I had to pick just the one, I think it's the Home Run Derby for me.
Or just going out there and spinning it, hitting those targets from like 50 yards down right on a dot.
All things I cannot do.
Yeah, exactly.
So you said start Home Run Derby, bench the dunk, and then pass on the skills?
Yeah. Too bad there's not a route running competition, or else that'd be easy for me. I'd be
Well, that's not. So which one are you choosing?
I'll go dunk, QB, then derby.
Shocker. Mm-hmm. I'm going Home Run Derby. Just chicks dig the long ball.
They do.
Then I'm going to go to the Old School Skills Competition just to throw that, you know, pigskin a quarter mile. And dunking, be cool.
They got rid of that skills competition because Patrick Mahomes would dominate. So let's move on.
Gotcha. Going back to the show, if you listened, thank you. If not, no big deal. If you get an unlimited 24 hours at one of these three stores, where do you go? Menards, Costco, Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Starting Costco, benching Menards, cutting Nebraska Furniture Mart.
I think I'm starting Menards, benching Nebraska Furniture Mart, cutting Costco.
Oof. I think I will start Costco. 24 hours in Costco, man, that sounds like it would be tough, but I bet it'd be pretty easy. Benching Nebraska Furniture Mart and cutting Menards.
Okay.
We move on to smells. Start bench cut. Cardi B's BBL, C-Dot's pin caps, or Binks hot dog hat.
I don't know Binks hot dog hat.
It's the one he had from when Joey Chestnut was in studio. He wears it every year on the 4th of July. Anticipating glizzy goblins while sweating. You got to take a big old sniff.
Boy. All right, I'm going to start Binks hot dog hat. I'm going to bench Cardi B's BBL, and I'm going to cut C-Dot's pins.
If I can get Bob to drop Cardi's BBL every episode for the rest of my life, I'll be gone by August.
My kids hate when I sing that song, BBL Drizzy. They're like, Dad, please, you're embarrassing us.
So BBL,
I sing
it, stinky.
Look, in stereo, that man. Awesome. That was really good.
BBL Stinky. BBL Stinky.
I'll
BBL Maloney.
I'll start the BBL Stinky. I don't know, dude. I'll bench Bink and I'll cut the pin cap.
I'm going to start Bink. I'm going to bench Dot and I'm going to get rid of Cardi B because I ain't about that.
BBL Stinky. You like Stephon Diggs kicking that BBL Stinky to the curb, huh?
We move on to water sports. Would you rather know how to surf, wakeboard, or ski?
I'm going to go surf, start. I'm going to bench, ski, and then I'll cut the wakeboard.
Starting wakeboard's my favorite water sport. I love it. I wish I was better at it. Wish I could do it more. Because
they say getting
really
up
fun.
Is the hardest.
It
part.
It is. I've tried, man.
Ate water.
It's so impossible. I have no upper body strength. That's why I started to lift. You can see I'm getting swole after one day. Right, it's a little tight here in the arms. But no upper body strength and whatnot. So I've never been able to get up. And I've gone out numerous times. My friend Todd and Laura, they're like, get on the thing. I'm like, I can't.
Oh, we got to get you up. Yeah, wakeboarding's really fun. I'd go surfing after this.
I just want to lay in a tube and get pulled behind the boat.
That's fair.
That's fair. I'm going to start ski. I'm going to bench wakeboard and the hell with surfing.
Oh,
I don't
want to
get eaten by a shark.
I'm there.
We go to vacations. Because you guys have been to the lake this year. I'll be at the ocean next week. And then you guys have been to new cities as well this year. New Orleans, right? Mm-hmm. Like we went to North Dakota and South Dakota and all that. So we're on a vacation. Start bench cut, the ocean, the lake, or a new city?
I'm going to start the new city. I'm going to bench the ocean, then I'll cut the lake.
Same. Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to start the ocean, bench the lake, get rid of the new city. Just because I can do more, I think. I don't know. I love water, man. Like,
yeah, I get it.
Like, when I die, if you guys are around me, get my ashes and go take them to somewhere in the ocean. Throw them out there.
Yeah.
Let them drift away. Slip sliding away with Paul Simon in the background. Mm-hmm. We move on to the first half for the Royals. Start bench cut. Chris Bubich, Noah Cameron, Seth Lugo.
Do it in that order.
I think that's the order. Yeah,
I really do. Yeah.
All-star. Could have been an all-star. Veteran star.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I think that's it.
Yeah. Chris Bubich, Noah Cameron. I mean, man, Noah Cameron's been great.
He's been awesome.
He's been fantastic. I wouldn't have a problem starting Noah Cameron, no. Benching. I mean, I said yesterday he's been the most consistent player on this team all year long, and he has been.
Yeah. If he were in the end, I mean, he should have a conversation of being an all-star. Really, like if MIZ's there, you know.
Yeah. That's exactly right. If MIZ is there, we need CAM. Let's go. It's obviously too late for that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place with those two guys. But, I mean, I'll start Bubich because he's been here longer. But yeah. Noah Cameron's been the most consistent player on the team from the start of the season to where we are now.
There were a few more starts, though. Yeah. Yeah. You may give him the nod.
Well, Mizorowski only needed five. Yeah, man, I think that is the order. We go to Home Run Derby last night, or we'll just go to Power Hitter, start, bench, cut. The Dumper in Raleigh. James Wood, who hit that one over the building, about 468 feet. And then you got, I know where Bob's going, you have O'Neill Cruz, who hit the 513 Cruz missile.
Well, also because he plays center field and he's a great defender, so that's why I would start him. I would bench Wood and I would cut Raleigh at 28 years old, the catcher and whatnot. You know, it's not a big cut or anything like that, but if I'm ranking him, I'm going with the kind of the younger guys that, you know, don't catch.
Do we ever hear from Raleigh again after this year?
I was going to ask you, and I'm being serious about that. Do we hear from him in the second half of this season?
Well, they'll be chasing him now.
Or does he?
He's on pace to hit 76 home runs.
Because we've seen these guys in the home run derby dominate, and then where do they go in the second half of the season? Yeah, that seemingly happens all the time.
That's the old head take. They'll be like, oh, they're going to ruin their swing.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you look at it, too, and you're like, it does. I mean, you know, a lot of these guys that dominate in the home run derby do nothing in the second half. They expunge all their energy or whatever. Now, Aaron Judge obviously was a different story on this. But Cal Raleigh being at that catcher position is going to be real interesting to see if he can keep up this pace for the final 65 games.
Mac?
Yeah, I'll go Big Dumper, Cruz, and then Wood.
Yeah, Big Dumper's great. What also is great is...
Hailing from Colleen, North Carolina, a man who's doing something that no catcher has ever done in the history of the sport, with the fattest ass in all of professional sports.
And leading the big leagues with 38 homers so far...
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Dumper Cal Raleigh.
That's good.
Well done.
It's awesome.
Well done, Mr. McAfee.
Were people complaining about McAfee last night?
Oh, yeah. People Why the hell would this fool be on baseball coverage?
Because
it's on ESPN.
And he's one of the most prominent voices in sports, and you want your folks associated with the people that move the needle. It's a pretty great move by baseball.
We move on to this because tonight I will have ballpark food. I had this other food on Friday. Ballpark food, wedding food, or office party food?
Who's catering the office party?
Well, it's only like when everybody brings something.
Oh,
like,
I'm out on those potlucks. Okay. Yeah, you never know how somebody's kitchen, man.
Like, sometimes somebody will bring like a cheese ball and you're like, who made this? So that's getting cut for Bob.
Yeah, out. I will
Somebody
start.
Somebody sneezed on it.
Exactly.
I mean, look, you know, all these crock pots and somebody's cat walked into one of these things.
You
I'm
get to
out.
See who's creative and who's not.
Yeah, that's good. You could look at it. And
just look at it.
Yeah. So I'll start the, I guess I'll start wedding food, bench ballpark food, and then cut the office party food.
Mm.
I'll start the ballpark. The wedding food, you just don't know. It could be inconsistent.
But it's always
ballpark
good.
Ballpark food, though. But like, what? I've gone to ballparks, and you're so disappointed by the food.
Really? A hot dog and nachos?
Yes. Oh. Have you seen the nachos at the K? Here's a bag of chips and a cup of cheese.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Get some
bag
jalapenos.
Of jalapenos.
I'm in.
Like, ugh.
Yes, sir.
Smash.
Yeah, sometimes the hot dogs aren't good. Like, I maybe that's my fault. I go in with the idea that this is going to be a great hot dog, and it just never is. Like a Dodger dog or a Fenway Frank, and you think it's going to be it's the same thing.
You put a dog nachos and pinos on my lap, and
that's my favorite.
I mean, that those nachos at Kauffman Stadium may be the worst thing at a ballpark. I'm not kidding.
BBL stinky.
Here's a bag of Tostitos, a tray.
Yep.
A thing of cheese and a baggie of jalapenos. Make it yourself. It's like COVID happened, and they forgot to tell the nacho stand that COVID ended.
We'll go to the text line with this one. 90s music, 90s movies, 90s style.
Yeah, all of it, baby. Starting them all. Music, movies, style.
Okay. I'll start the movies, I'll bench the music, and I will cut the style. Try to block my style.
I'll start the style, I'll bench the music, and I'll cut the movies.
Really? You like the 90s style?
90s style? Heck yeah.
What do you like about the 90s style?
You got cut off shorts.
The color scheme.
Yeah, color scheme.
A lot of teals, a lot of pinks, a lot of yellows.
Just go watch Saved
by the Bell.
Yeah.
JNCO jeans. Now they're expensive, apparently.
Yeah, now
are they really?
Yeah, they made a comp. They're on the comp, dude.
Very much so.
Maybe a new topic idea for the show, but things that make Bob go. On the other side, there's another jersey release that's definitely going to get Bob to.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, that's your tease.
Who is it?
Tampa Bay.